The premiere of Jim Nolan's new play received a standing ovation at Garter Lane Theatre in Waterford City last night. Dreamland, which is also directed by Jim Nolan, is set in 1934 in a rural pub in a village on the south coast of Ireland. This was the reaction from last night's audience.
Excellent, really powerful, brilliant acting, very enjoyable.
It was absolutely thrilling. I was like engrossed from the very start to the very end. An absolute gem of a play.
I think Jim Nolan has hit it on the right on the button again. He has a very difficult subject, 1934 in both Irish and European history, and he managed to bring all the strands together. I think the histrionics of the period justice.
We've had such a good evening. And I have two young 14-year-olds with me, one who's French, and she enjoyed it. I'd say her English is a lot better after tonight. She may have a little Waterford accent as she goes on.
A wonderful, wonderful production. The audience absolutely enjoyed it. Was funny and moving, really emotional, really, really great writing and terrific, terrific acting. Yeah,
it's really, really couldn't but recommend it.
Really good, kind of, you felt on edge, Alex.
I thought it was a really, really powerful performance. The set was incredible, the direction, the lighting, everything. I really loved it and I'd highly recommend it. Absolutely, in fact, I'm coming again on the 20th.
Waterford actress Carrie Crowley says the cast were brilliant.
I thought it was lovely. I thought it had all the hallmarks of a Jim Nolan classic. Redemption at the end. The histories of people, the way those histories were divulged over the course of the play. I don't want to say a happy ending because who knows what's going to happen for any of them and what will go on in their lives. But I loved it. A fantastic cast. Des Keogh just stole my heart completely in it. They were all terrific.
Waterford Labour Party TD Ciara Conway was very impressed by what she saw.
Everybody I've spoken to afterwards is talking, you know, describes it as powerful. Just the way the story was told, so cleverly woven together about a small village in Ireland, and I suppose what history was like maybe one generation, maybe two generations ago, how civil war politics interacted with the international world. So even though it's drama, we're here, there was very much a political theme to the story, but it was an incredibly beautiful story and very well told. And you expect nothing less from Jim Nolan and his team.